The United States has sent a new warning to Iraq not to interfere with the enforcement of the Iraqi no-fly zones. This is despite the fact that coalition aircraft have not encountered any threats from Iraqi forces since Saddam Hussein promised last Friday to stop firing missiles at the jets. And as NPR's Martha Raddatz reports, it's becoming more obvious every day that the U.S. will not punish Iraq for violations of the no-fly zones that have already occurred.
The U.S. faxed this most recent warning to Iraqi officials last night, putting them on notice that Iraq should not threaten the safety of coalition pilots, or else, State Department spokesman Nicholas Burns implied, they will face the consequences.
The message that we convey to the Iraqis will remain in effect indefinitely. It has no expiration date. The United States will watch very closely to see whether Saddam Hussein backs up his words with actions.
The Iraqis could be saying the same thing about the U.S. Early last week, after a failed missile launch at two U.S. jets, Defense Secretary William Perry said that the Iraqis would very soon learn that the U.S. was not playing games and that a response would be disproportionate to the provocation. While the U.S. has sent more warplanes and ships into the region, there has been no military response, and Secretary Perry, who just returned from the Gulf, said today he hopes there won't have to be.
I have told you the actions we have taken to prepare for a military action if that becomes necessary. I hope that is not necessary. We do not want to take that action. And in the last few days, the Iraqis have been backing off the threatening moves they were making against our air crews, and therefore there's some reason for that hope. Our bottom line, though, is that we will not tolerate any threatening actions against our air crews. And any that they take, we will respond very sharply.
But Perry said nothing about punishing the Iraqis for the missiles they fired last week. Instead, he tried to concentrate on what he called the allies' support of the U.S. efforts in Iraq, explaining, for example, how responsive Kuwait was when the U.S. asked to send thousands of U.S. troops to Kuwait.
I might say that between the Sunday request of the emir and the Monday approval, it was about 20 hours between our request and approval. There were a blizzard of stories about the Kuwaitis rejecting our demands or delaying.
That's because the Pentagon announced last Friday that the U.S. wanted to send the troops to Kuwait days before Kuwait was asked or gave permission. Perry also met with other allies over the weekend, including officials from Britain and France. The secretary reported that the coalition is alive and well.
They offered support of Operation Southern Watch. And they said they will continue to support Operation Southern Watch in its expanded form, expanded in the sense that we've moved it farther north, and also expanded in that we have substantially increased the number of daily flights that we conduct.
The word support apparently has a loose interpretation, however. Perry later said that the French are still refusing to send their aircraft into the expanded no-fly zone, whether they support the U.S. efforts or not. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.